In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Verse 10, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent or of human decision, but of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I'd like all the young kids to come forward, and you can sit either on the floor or in the front pew here. Sit either on the floor or in the pew, wherever you would be most comfortable. I want to talk today about the Christmas story, and I want you folks to help me. Do you think you can maybe do that? We have here, what is this? A stable. What lives in a stable? Do people live in a stable? Animals. Lions and tigers and bears. No? Oh, lambs. And horses and chickens and cows. And a dog. But this is a very special stable. What makes it special? Penelope. Because Jesus was born in. Why wasn't he born in a hospital? Oh, because there was no hospital. A great answer, isn't it? Why wasn't he born in a house then? Yeah, they had houses. But good guess. Because there was what? No room. That's right. And they traveled all the way. Boy, you guys know the story really well. So I think we should start from the youngest. Ethan, why don't you come up and pick something? A Joey. Oh, can I see that? What has Joey picked? A wise man. He can say that. A wise man. Great job. What do wise men have to do with the story? Oh, wise men gave. You probably can't see from there if your eyes are anything like mine are now. But he's carrying a gift. Does anybody remember what one of those gifts were? Ethan. Gold. Wow. Who else? You just answered one. Who else? There's a really long word. It starts with like a person's name. Fra. Anybody remember? Go ahead, Summer. Frankincense. What's frankincense? Is that like a guy that walks like this and has bolts in? Oh, that's Frankenstein. Okay. So what's frankincense? Frankincense was a perfume, and it was very, very expensive. What else was there? not silver, myrrh. Myrrh is also a perfume. It's a very bitter perfume. Mr. Bob, our Christmas Santa, brought some in a while ago, and nobody liked the smell of it. It is, yeah, it set the fire alarm off. It's very strong. But the wise men brought gifts. Vivian's next, isn't she? Come on, Viv. What would you like to pick? Who's this? Thank you, Vivian. Who's this? Mary. Now, I don't know, but this Mary looks kind of old. In more ways than one. I've been here, what, 24 years now, and these were old when I came. But do you know, Summer just had a birthday, didn't she? It was a very special birthday, and next year Penelope has that birthday. 2 years. 2 years. In 2 years, what special birthday did Summer have? To 10. Why is 10 such a special birthday? You get to add a number to your age. Do you know she won't be able to do that for 90 more years? Do you know that Mary was probably only 3 or 4 years older than you are now? 13 or 14 when she went to Bethlehem to have Jesus. Do you think she was scared? I think she probably was. I think there was a lot of stuff going on to be a teenager and be facing all of that. But you know, when God asked her to do something, she just did it. And that's what we all need to do, huh? Oh. Holly next? Oh, a donkey. We have donkeys in it because everybody pictures Mary riding a donkey. We don't know how she got to the area of Jerusalem. Bethlehem's about 5 miles outside of Jerusalem from all the way up in Galilee. An 80-mile trip, but she may have had to walk. Can you imagine being not only a teenager, having a child, but have to travel 80 miles, not in a car, but maybe on a donkey, maybe just walking? Must have been quite a trip. Must have been a real hardship. And you know, God sometimes asks us to do some very hard things. But Mary did them. So we have donkeys. Ethan. Ah, we have sheep. Thank you. Why do you think there's sheep there? Who came to visit? They saw us. Oh, shepherds. Good job. You can sit down. We have sheep there because shepherds were out with their sheep like they always were. On an ordinary night when they weren't expecting anything exciting to happen at all, except maybe a wolf or a lion or a bear to decide to get a cheap meal. And all of a sudden, angels appeared to them and sent them on the greatest mission ever proclaimed, the mission of announcing God's Son. We have shepherds and sheep. Let's take the shepherd with the sheep, because we don't want the sheep to get lost by themselves. Oh, we are up to which of you two? Let's take Penelope. Joseph. Thank you. We don't know how old Joseph was. He was almost certainly older than Mary, perhaps a few years, perhaps even more than that, but we know a lot about his character from the very few words that we have in the Word of God for him. He was a man who was willing to hazard his future on a dream sent by God. And through all of the anger and bitterness and everything he must have felt to have believed he'd been betrayed by his beloved, he believed God. And he had the privilege of being the adopted father of Jesus. I'm sure it terrified him to take his young and very pregnant wife on such a journey. And then immediately, we don't know how long, weeks or perhaps months afterwards, to have to flee to a strange land where they spoke a different language and didn't really like Jewish people and live there for a long time to protect Jesus from Herod's wrath. But he did all those things. Of Joseph. Please. Thank you. We have three wise men. There's one over here. Let's put them all together. That's the number from the song, We Three Kings. We don't know how many there were, do we? You think there were just three? Maybe. Maybe four, maybe five, we don't know. They traveled the furthest to get there. They traveled probably as far as 700 or 800 miles, which is a long day's drive in a car. When we go down to North Carolina to Hartcry, it's almost 800 miles, and we make it in one day, about 11 and a half hours, 70 mile an hour speed limit on the thruway, you can just zip right through. But they didn't have an air-conditioned automobile. They had a very long journey, a dangerous journey, a costly journey. They came because they knew Jesus was going to be their king. The wise men, yes. How was it dangerous? Oh, it was dangerous because there were bandits on the road. When you're driving down the highway with your parents, do you ever fear that somebody's going to jump out of the bushes and rob you? Yeah. Yeah. Most of them don't. You live down south, don't you? But they had to worry about that somebody might jump out of the bushes and try to rob them, or that lions or tigers, no, not tigers, wolves or bears might attack them, or that there might be a terrible storm, because they weren't in a nice, safe automobile. They were maybe riding a horse or a camel or even walking on foot, and there could be a terrible storm. It was a dangerous thing. Summer, you are our last What's this? A cow. We don't know what animals were in the stable. We do know there were animals, right? Because it was a stable. Why is there a cow in this? Well, it comes again from the song. What's the line of the song say? The cattle are lowing. I don't know if there were cattle there, and I certainly don't know whether they were lowing, but it makes a nice little phrase. But do you know that Jesus came even for the animals? Because the Bible says that one day this world will be at such total peace that even the animals will know peace. And the lion and the lamb will lay down together. And little kids like Joey, when you girls were little, did you ever have a tea party? And did you put your dolls at the little chairs and put the little teacups in front of your dolls? And do you know, the day is coming when kids will have a little tea party and they'll grab a bear and haul a bear in and say, now sit down here. And a lion, now you lay down there. A real bear. No, a real bear. And a lion, and they'll grab the lion and they'll say, now you sit down here. And you know what? Even ferocious animals like that will do it. Because that's how peaceful the world's going to be because of Jesus. Now, here's the thing. That looks pretty empty, doesn't it? That just looks like a hunk of wood with a star inside. But you know what? Even when you put all the things back in, Mary and Joseph and the donkeys and the wise men that weren't ever at the stable, but we'll let that go. And the shepherds and their sheep. It's still empty, isn't it? Something's missing. What's missing? Jesus, because you see, Christmas isn't about shepherds or wise men or even Mary and Joseph. It's about God coming to live like one of us. A big word called Emmanuel, God with us. That's the real meaning of Christmas. And I hope that throughout this day, when you go home and you play with your toys and you have a wonderful time and you have a great meal, that you'll remember that it's not about toys or Santa Claus or Christmas trees or lights or even a meal with your parents and your family, that Christmas is about Jesus. Let's bow together. Oh God, thank you for the wondrous gift of your love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Thank you in Jesus' name.